It's October 24th today. Yeah, 1984, and we're with Donnie Gaeter speaking on her early childhood and some of the songs that she learned when she was a child.
This Honk Chunk Indian song that I was singing was used in a play in southern Alabama. We had very talented teachers, and they wanted everyone in school to take part in the play. So for large groups, she put on a great performance, and there were so many involved until we used the church instead of the school building because it was larger. And half of the people, students, were Indians, and half were pilgrims. And we used corn sacks, our croaker sacks, to make our costumes for the Indians. And we fringed the sleeves and the bottoms of the tunics and the bottoms of the skirts. And then we went into the swamps and gathered different berries and seeds and made them into jewelry. And they were very attractive. And one of the teachers played the banjo. And one of the young boys made a drum from a goat skin. And they played this Indian song as the Indians came on stage and formed a circle with the chief in the center. And it was a very attractive show. And we all learned a lot from that experience. Then the pilgrims came in another circle, and they had made their costumes out of dark or black material with white, large white collars and cuffs and little hats, looks something like a nurse's hat. And they were all so well costumed, and they sang like "Over the Seas, We Came, You Understand," and in the tune of "Long, Long Ago," and they were bowing and marching, and it was all a very pretty scene. I would say I was 12, maybe 14. Oh, I remember all the songs I heard from early childhood.
What's the first song you ever remember?
Rosewood Casket. It was a very sad folk song.
Can you sing it?
There's a little rosewood casket sitting on a marble stand. There's a package of love letters written by my true lover's hand. Sister, you may go and get them. Bring them here where I can see. Lay your head upon my pillow. Read them over and over to me. That's all I remember of it. My parents.
Did they sing it with like fiddle or organ?
A group singing, usually. We entertained each other when I was young by just singing in groups. And somebody would start a song and somebody else would join in. And in a little while, everybody was singing.
This would be like after dinner?
Yes, usually. Maybe nighttime or weekends. When we'd usually have a gathering at some place in the community.
That's a beautiful one. What can you remember any others from that early time?
Well, the lullabies that I sang to my children, and one I think must have been written by a black woman, because it's such a beautiful song, and only she could know the feeling. And I call it "Lilac Trees." Lilac trees are blooming in the corner by the gate. Mammy in her little cabin door. Curly-headed pickaninny coming home from school. Crying 'cause his little heart is sore. All the children playing around, their skin so white and fair. None of them with him will ever play. So Mammy in her lap takes this little weeping chap and says in her kind old way, "Now, honey, you stay in your own backyard. Don't Mind what them white child say. What'll show you suppose they's a gwine to give a black little coon like you. So just stay on this side of the high board fence and honey, don't cry so hard. But go out and play as much as you please. But stay in your own backyard. Every day the children as they passed old Mammy's gate, romping home from school at night and noon, peering through the fence to see this eager little face, such a wistful, lonesome little coon. Until one day this little face was gone forevermore. God had called this dusky little elf. So Mammy in the door sat and rocked as oft before and crooned to her old black self. Now, honey, you stay in your own backyard. Don't mind what them white child say. What'll show you suppose they's a quiet to give a black little coon like you. So just stay on this side of the high board fence and honey, don't cry so hard. But go out and play as much as you please. But stay in your own backyard.
Is that one that they sing around the house? Or
no, I heard the teachers singing this when they boarded with us. Mm-hmm. And I picked it up, and then I always sing this. They'd sing this about the little black boy, Mother. And then they'd weep while I sang. It was sad for them, you know, but anyway, it lulled them to sleep. It gave them something to think about, I guess. And then I had little ditties that I'd say. Would you like?
Yeah.
One was done by a friend of mine when she was about 6 years old and I was about the same age. She was a preacher's daughter. She had black curly hair. She was very attractive. And I was so jealous because they let her say the poem. But it was proper for her to do it. Her father was a preacher. And they put her up on the table and she said this little poem. I'm a little curly head and Daddy, he's a preacher. I like to go to Sunday school and listen to my teacher. Mama says I'm 6 and Daddy says I'm 7. But I don't care how old I am, just so I go to heaven. And kind of more to me than any other was, go to sleepy little baby, for the boogerman catch you. And when you wake, you can have some cake, and that'll be a pretty little baby. And that's all of that one. And then rock-a-bye baby in the treetops. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all.
Do you remember where you first heard that one?
In my mother's lap. There's a wee little man in a wee little house just over the way you see. He sits by the window and he sews all the day, making shoes for you and me. A rappy-tappy-tap, a rappy-tappy-hap, the hammer's tick-tack-tee. A rappy-tappy-tap, a rappy-tappy-tap, making shoes for you and me. He puts his needle in and out, his thread flies to and fro. With his tiny awl he bores a hole, the hammer goes busy blow. And a rappy-tappy-tap, A rappy-tappy-tap, the hammer goes tick-tack-tee. A rappy-tappy-tap, a rappy-tappy-tap, making shoes for you and me.
Where's that one?
That was a shoemaker's, and that was also when I was very small. But it was done with emotions.
Do you know any other with emotions that you used to sing?
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. How did you wake so soon? You scatter away the little stars and charm away the moon. I saw you go to sleep last night, way over in the west. How did you get way over there? And where have you been staying? I never go to sleep, little girl. I just go around to see that little girl over in the east that waits and watches for me. Oh, there's a lot of them.
That's good. Was that some, one that your parents
did? Yes.
Mm-hmm. They ever sing any songs about murder? Or,
there was a song about Jesse James. And I guess that was the first one. And there was another one. I'll have to think about that one, Peggy, because I can't remember it right now. But a girl was murdered, yes. And
was it a girl that...
Was murdered, uh-huh. A girl was murdered. It will come to me, I'm pretty sure, because I used to sing it. And then we sang the songs of Jesse James. He was a very popular outlaw at that time, and more people loved him than disliked him, you know.
Can you remember that one? Or do you have to think about that one?
Young Jesse had a wife on his life. I can't think of it right now. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll jot down the notes as it comes to me, and then I'll sing it.
There's one that you mentioned before on this other tape during the. There was a little ditty that you did. Let's see where it is. I had a little knocky.
I had a little monkey. I sent him to the country, fed him on gingerbread. Along came a choo-choo and hit him in the poo-poo. Now my monkey's dead. Fare well, fare well, fare well, my fairy fae. I'm a-going to Louisiana for to see Miss Susiana sing Polly Wally Doodle all day.
Those were ones from early childhood, too.
Yes, that was all early childhood. Did you ever hear any of these before?
Which ones?
Any of the lullabies that I sang.
Only ones that... All of these are new to me except Rockabye Baby. I know that one. But all of them are new to me. They're wonderful. Did you do one about a mockingbird? Hush, little baby.
Little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's going to buy you a mockingbird, and if that mockingbird won't sing, Daddy will buy you a diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember all that. That's as much as it goes. But I will be trying to think about them
until
tomorrow.
Let me stop here. This is October 25th.
Hand that book over to
David. 1984, Peggy Bulger. Interviewing Donnie Gator at her home in St. Augustine. Okay. Well, yesterday, Donnie, we got into some songs, and you sang me some of the older ones that your mom sang you, Blue Rose with Casket, Lilac Trees, and some of the early lullabies that you knew. And then you were going to remember some. There was a little ditty that you had told me about. I had a little monkey. Can you remember how that goes?
I had a little monkey, sent him to the country, fed him on gingerbread. Along came a choo-choo and hit him in the poo-poo. And now my monkey's dead.
Okay. Well, where'd you learn that?
Most of the things that I learned was handed down and the neighborhood children and the teachers that boarded with us and from my mother.
Yeah.
and just different people that I grew up with is where I learned these, and I couldn't even tell you the ones that I would hear sing this, but it would stay with me.
Dot, do you remember this, that song? Did your mom teach you that?
Yes, this is the thing, you know, it's just like the thing and everything down. Else it was handed down. She sang all of these things to us as children.
So, did you sing them to your children?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think that one went over better than anything else. They always loved that. And then we would kind of always poke them in the stomach as we were singing it to them and play with them.
Well, I noticed you have some things written down in your notebook that you.
Well, I just called
it. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you have in there?
Well, this is another lullaby. Early in the morning, sun begins to rise, sleeping on a corn cob bed. Baby turned over, big shiny eyes. Baby had a sleepy head. Hello, baby, where is your daddy? Down to town he goes. I'm a little baby born in Virginia, raised on the Alabama shores. By the baby cradle to rock the baby in, give the baby plenty fresh air. Stand him on the counter, feed him on bananas, and tie a bow ribbon in his hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we, originally when you would have learned that, when do you remember first hearing that?
I was very small.
Very small.
Yeah.
Your mother?
I don't think I was even in school at the time, because we gathered and entertained ourselves and sang songs. We did not have a chance to go to movies and things like that.
Yeah.
We didn't even, most of the time, didn't have a radio. And when we did, it was a battery set. And you only played it on Saturday night or special times to listen to special things, and everybody gathered around. So we listened and remembered as best we could all the poems and all the of the songs and things, and that's the way I learned these things. And didn't pay attention to who did it, mostly, no, but I would remember some of the ones that my mother did.
Do you have a name for that last one that you said? Do you call that anything special?
I just called it a Southern Lullaby.
Well, I think we can say this for the tape, because we're doing this for historical purposes. Originally, you grew up learning this in Southern Alabama and North Florida. It would have, it had a word, I had a little nigger, instead of I had a little baby.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty common at that time.
It was common at that time.
And it wasn't meant.
It was not meant to discriminate or to hurt anyone. It was just the word that was used.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they called me a honky today, it don't bother me.
Well, I know even growing up in New York, we had a little ditty that we learned about, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
And catch a nigger by his toe.
Right. And that was even in my lifetime, and that now, you know, has been
But would that didn't cause any hard feelings on our side, but it did cause hard feelings on the other side.
Uh-huh. Did you ever learn any songs from some of the black folks around that were different from the songs you learned?
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I learned a lot of the songs that the darkest sang. We still call them darkest, but we mean no harm. But we love to hear them, and I used to go and hear their gospel singing. And they did sing real good as a group, you know. And when they worked, they kept time with their bodies and their body language, I guess you'd call it today, and their work as they went along. They were very interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm. You said you grew up in the Methodist Church. Can you remember any of the early Methodist hymns, like one of your favorites, or...? Did you use a book when you sang in church?
Yes, we had books. I guess my favorite was Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That's all I remember.
It has a real pretty sound to it because I can tell you probably learned that by listening to it rather than...
Yes, and there was three stanzas, but I don't remember the other two. And Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, hide thy me. There is no other refuge can save but thee. Through life's dark veil I wandered, far, far from thee. And then I cried to the Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Sometimes I feel I cannot go one step farther on. I feel His peace abiding, my hope seems almost gone. But when I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, then I cry to the Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Now pause.
What have you got in there?
Did I sing about the bear?
No.
Once traveling with the circus was an ugly grizzly bear who hated all the world, although he did not have a care. He'd shake his head in anger at the crowd around the cage and growl and grunt as much as if to tell them in his rage, I long for the hills of freedom, I long for the mountain air. Could I wag my stumpy tail once more in a mossy dale, then I'd be a happy bear. One day this bear escaped and quickly ran off to the hills, and there he ran and scampered at the end of rocks and rills, until a sportsman came his way, and now my story is o'er. Except in that the bear now decorates the parlor floor. I long for the hills of freedom, I long for the mountain air. Could I wag my stumpy tail once more in a mossy dale, then I'd be a happy bear.
What's the story behind that one?
I don't think there is a story behind it. I think the song tells a story in itself, don't you?
How did you learn it?
Just by ear, like all the others, listening.
From friends? Or?
Friends and teachers. The country teachers that used to teach us now, they taught from what we call the primer up to the eighth grade. If there was not another teacher that came along to help, that when we had two rooms to the schoolhouse, one taught up to the fourth grade, then the other one taught up to the eighth grade, and that was as far as you could go unless you went and boarded out and went further on, you know. And these teachers were good at, because they had very small children in this room, remember, so they sang songs are for these small children as same as they did for the larger ones. So a lot of these that are really for small children, it came from those teachers. They were great. I don't know if I told you the names yesterday, but one was Jewel Adkisson. She lived in Floral, Alabama. And Alta Copeland, she lived in Andalusia, Alabama, our county seat. And she was the artist, Alta Copeland Howell was. And they were very talented women, and they did so much on every subject. Mm-hmm. And we'd go into the woods and gather leaves and berries and evergreens when we were going to have a play. We decorated that stage with pine trees, yopon berries, holly. It was not against the law then to take any of those things. And we were right on this creek. And one of the boys was walking a foot log. That is a log that falls naturally across a stream. And you walk this log. It was in cold weather and it was slippery. And one of the boys slipped off the foot log. And we thought it was hilarious. We all just laughed our heads off. And he was freezing to death. And he had to walk about a mile to his home with wet clothes on. And we were gathering these things to decorate the halls with. And they didn't do anything halfway. The halls were decorated right, and the children were rehearsed until they knew their parts right. And we did a lot of memorizing then. Mm-hmm. We memorized the Raven and the Hiawatha Song, which is a very long Indian poem, very beautiful poem. And, I wish I had the rest of... the Raggedy Man. Did I recite that yesterday?
No.
The Raggedy Man, he works for Pa. And he is the goodest man ever you saw. He waters the horses and he feeds them hay. And then if Elizabeth says he can, he milks the cows for Elizabeth Ann. He is just a raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. And I wish I had the rest of it, but that's mm-hmm. all I can remember.
Well, you were telling me about an Indian song that you had learned when you were 12, and you could still remember the whole thing. I couldn't believe that. That was
the Hunk Chunk. I recorded it yesterday, did I not?
I don't think I recorded it. Can you sing it?
Well, let me find it. I have it here somewhere. I think it's written on something else. But in the meantime...
Yeah, in the meantime, go ahead.
This is a country boy. I'm a plain old country boy. Tater-eating country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. Ma doctored me from younganhood with Epsom salts and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feed sacks and my spenders out of plow lines. I'm a plain old country boy. Tater-eating country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. Ma doctored me from younganhood with Epsom salts and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feed sacks and my spenders out of plow lines. There's more to it, but I don't remember.
It's called A Country Boy? Was that one that your teachers taught you?
No. I heard this from different neighborhood children. And we had musicians. They were wonderful musicians in our community that played for dances and for gatherings and all occasions. And the whole family were musicians, from the mother and the father, and every one of the children could play. And they were so talented until they didn't need music lessons to just do beautiful music. And I learned some of the things from the Raspus family and the McCormick family. And you may have heard Neil McCormick, his records and recordings, they wrote and composed their own songs, a lot of them. And the Cuthrell brothers, they were also musicians and singers. And they would sing and play under the double eagle. And I wish I could think of some of the others that they sang so well as they played.
Now this is in Alabama.
That was in Alabama, all three families that I remember. And I memorized some of the songs from some of the music that they did. And theirs was all by ear, the same as what I learned. But they were real musicians.
Do you remember any of the songs that they did? that you learned?
Not right offhand. I can't remember right now. But then their granddaughter lived near us, and she went to school with Dot when they were small. And by the time she could read and write, she could play the organ. And her name was Hilda Grace Wise. She was the granddaughter of the Raspus family. And like I said, it was all handed down from one generation to the other.
You said that you knew Frankie and Johnny. Do you remember the
words? I might. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh, Lordy, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was her man, but he done her wrong. Frankie went down to the barroom just for a bucket of beer. She said, Mr. Bartender,